When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine, and I have the founder of Audiophile Magazine with me, Robin Witten. And she started us off on a really high note. So how are you going to follow this up, Robin?
Well, we're still on a mystery kick here, but yesterday we had we had a new series and a new narrator, and today we have the opposite, which is Craig Johnson's long-running series that features Walt Longmire, the Wyoming sheriff, and this is his new book, Daughter of the Morning Star, read by the amazing George Guidel, who has narrated all of Johnson's Longmire series.
And who is a golden voice.
He is indeed.
Well, what is this particular book about?
Well, this is interesting. Walt and his friend and companion, Henry Standing Bear, they were asked to come to Montana, the neighboring state, to look into some threats that have been sent to a young Native woman who is also a basketball phenom. So Walt and Henry are, as usual, on someone else's turf, trying to figure out what's going on.
That is the MO for the series, but it's also really interesting. So is it a high school kid, a college?
It is. It's a high school, a young high school girl. Her name is Jaya Long, and she's, you know, a fantastic basketball player. And we find out that Henry also was a star in his youth, a basketball player, but Walt is not. But Walt is an athlete. And anyway, it's quite fun. There are a lot of teenage characters here, and there is always this sort of characteristic humor, deadpan humor a little bit with Walt and the situations that he gets into. But Craig Johnson takes on the very serious issue of domestic abuse, and particularly among Native women and girls.
And also that they're disappearing, I would
Absolutely.
Think.
Absolutely. Abuse, yeah. Domestic abuse and disappearance, deaths, which is, you know, something that he weaves into this story very carefully, but very powerfully.
Yeah, that's a hard needle to thread.
I would say that in some ways, this is a more serious book in the series than some of the others. Mm-hmm. But, you know, George Guidel is such a consummate storyteller. And there's also, often in these stories, there's a whole fourth dimension of the spiritual world. Things that happen, they're not really sure whether they've happened in this world or another. And, you know, that adds a lot of mysticism that, you know, plays through the series and is excellent here.
Well, why don't we hear a clip? Do you want to set this up for us?
Sure. I think Walt and Henry have gone to a Montana ranch to interview a member of a very wealthy ranch family who is a friend of this Jaya Long.
Okay. This is Daughter of the Morning Star by Craig Johnson and read by George Guidel.
We'd been on the Wainwright Ranch for about 5 minutes when we got to the first gate, which was locked, but there was an intercom with a button. I pushed it, and the intercom made the static noise of an old phone. Big ranch. Henry looked up from the file, glancing around as if seeing the place for the first time. Yes. Static.
Can I help you?
The female voice from the intercom sounded harried. Howdy, this is Sheriff Walt Longmire. Static.
Who?
Walt Longmire. I'm the sheriff down in Absaroka County. There was a long pause, even longer than I would have anticipated. Static.
And how can I help you?
I'm looking for Harley Wainwright. Static.
My son?
I suppose so. Is he home? Static.
Yes, well, I think so. I'd like to speak with him.
Static.
About?
I'm involved in an investigation concerning a young woman he knows, Jaya Long. Silence.
George is such a seducer with his voice, isn't he?
He is.
I mean, he can start talking and just take you down this trail.
That's right.
He's amazing.
That's right.
He's perfect. And I love that, howdy.
And of course, you know, there's a lot that's being conveyed here. They're not very welcome. Mm-hmm. It's pretty clear. But he does such a good job.
Yeah. He is the king of the understatement, which I like.
Yes, that really works. And it works beautifully with Craig Johnson's series.
Yeah, no, he's perfect. It's perfect. It's one of the, I like those perfect narrator author matches. And this certainly is one.
Well, you know, we know that this is a good match. And it's fun to have new matches. But also, you know, I think that's, it's great to have a long running series, something come out and you say, oh, this is going to be good. I've got to get it.
It's a little like coming home.
Yes.
Robin, thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Joe, we will.
We were talking about Daughter of the Morning Star by Craig Johnson, read by George Guidel. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Today, we celebrate the birth of H.G. Wells and encourage you to discover or rediscover those science fiction classics through the talents of narrators like Roger May and Jonathan Keeble, keeping Wells' imagined future alive for a new generation. You can find them at naxosaudiobooks.com. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.